It's stupid.
It's pointless.
It's irrelevant.
It's Things That Matter with Mike and Nev. Welcome to the show, everybody. It's Things That Matter with Mike and Nev. I'm Nevin Barich. He's Michael Feldman. Things That Matter with Mike and Nev can be found exclusively at mikeandnev.blogspot.com. And we have major news today that's going to be announced by our very own Mike. Take it away.
Well, everyone, it's been a long time coming. It's a wonderful, beautiful thing. Ladies and gentlemen, my co-host, Nevin, what's your middle name?
Scott.
Nevin Scott Barich. I never knew that. Nevin Scott Barich is engaged.
I am engaged to be married. After more than 7 years in a very loving, committing relationship with the beautiful Ramona. Did I just say committing?
Yeah.
Like have a straight jacket thing. Let's try that again. Loving, committed. She's probably listening. In a loving, committed relationship with the beautiful, vivacious Ramona Shelburne. I popped a question a few days ago, and I am getting married. And Mike, you know, there were a lot of reasons why I decided to pop the question. Mm. And I think there are a lot of the reasons that I think most men go through. You know, getting older, you know, you start thinking about settling down, you know, getting married, having kids. I'll be 30 next year.
Wow.
Also, of course, just, you know, being with someone for a long time, feeling that it's the right time for you to make this next step. But really, the one reason that really was most paramount was I wanted to have a bachelor party.
Yeah, okay.
And, you know, and really, although I guess it's technically not required,
well,
being engaged, I think, is a prerequisite to having a bachelor party for the full effect.
Indeed.
And I really, my friend Kevin had a bachelor party in Las Vegas, where mine will be, of course, as just about 98% of all bachelor parties are, the good ones anyway.
Yeah.
He had one last year, and we paid for everything. And I was insanely jealous, and I started thinking to myself, I want what he has. I want a bachelor party in Vegas. And if that means, you know, popping a question and making a lifetime commitment, then so be it.
Yeah, sounds good. Well, you know, just super quick, my uncle was just telling me that he went to a bachelor party once that was held in an ice cream parlor.
In an ice cream parlor?
Yeah.
Was it in Vegas?
I didn't ask. But, you know, there's one thing here, which is, and let me just ask you this, what kind of entertainment do you think you're going to have at your bachelor party?
Wholesome, of course.
Well, that's what I was going to say. This was a very wholesome, you know, bachelor party.
Well, it must have been, because it's ice cream.
And a parlor.
Ooh.
So, you know, public kind of thing, right, you know.
There's probably a guy serving it with a little bow tie, wearing red and white stripes.
Right. Maybe not quite the normal image you get.
Yeah,
you know?
I don't think it'll be quite as wholesome as the ice cream parlor bachelor party.
Yeah.
But, you know, it will be tame. It is Vegas, after all.
Mm-hmm.
Really, what's there to do? Not much.
Have a
bachelor party.
Right.
Just some, you know, nights. I'm sure there'll be some peanuts and, you know, maybe a couple of other...
Is that what they're calling it?
other random occurrences there.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what's funny about telling people that you've gotten engaged is that the first question they asked is, so when are you getting married?
Right.
And it's funny. It's not just like 3 weeks, 4 weeks, a couple months after the proposal.
Yeah.
It's literally like 8 minutes
yeah.
after you've popped the question. So when are you getting married?
Right.
Like, I'm going to give an answer. Oh, but yes, we got engaged about 4 seconds ago. We decided to get married on May 23rd at the lovely Calabasas Inn. We're going to honeymoon in Aruba. And in about 3 years, we're going to have our first child. And 18 months after that, we'll have our second one, a boy and a girl, 3 kids, 2 cats, and a dog. And we'll probably get a new Honda Accord in 2011. So really, they expect you to have your whole life planned out.
Wow,
apparently,
that was pretty
after
good.
You get, is that not bad? Wow. It's a nice life.
You know, this is being recorded, so we'll have that.
We'll have that down.
You know, see what really happens. Well, that sounds good.
Well, it'll be one of those things where, like, what your teachers say, write down where you think you'll be in 10 years.
Right.
That's kind of the equivalent to that.
Right.
So let's see.
I'm just gonna throw out here. I think the least likely thing is that Honda Accord.
Probably,
No. Going more for 2012.
Okay,
but you know,
good call.
We'll
good
see.
Call.
We'll see.
We'll see. We'll see who's right and who's wrong.
And yes, we will.
And what's funny also about the wedding is that it's already begun, yeah. Is that even though it's only been a few days, already when Ramona talks to people, she talks about things in the we sense when it's actually decisions that not only she's made, but hasn't informed me of. For example, she was talking to her best friend about the potential, potential wedding. I mean, yes. Like, I'm assuming it's going to be inevitable. I mean, this is kind of, this is the locked in, right?
Yeah, I think the ring is a good sign. Yeah, and I can't
take the ring back.
No,
I don't have a receipt. So we're locked in, no matter till death do us parts. Yeah. Coming early. So she was telling her friends about the wedding, and apparently we have thought about having the wedding in Santa Ynez. We have thought about having a small wedding. We have thought about having a buffet. We have gotten a subscription to Modern Bride magazine. A lot of we's that I was just not aware of.
Well, you know, when that ring hits, you know, you are connected in that way.
And isn't that...
Apparently.
And isn't that strange how no matter what woman you're talking about, you know, be it a girly girl, a tomboy, right, something in between, once you put the ring on that finger, they all become the same. Gooey-eyed, yeah, and looking at that ring every 8 minutes, right, and making wedding plans that they never thought they would make.
You know, one thing I've never understood, and this seems to be a common, you know, just thing, is the dress,
mm-hmm,
right? How crazy people get about the dress.
It's nuts.
It's a dress. I mean, look, I've never worn a dress in my life. I understand.
Okay, that's good to know.
Yeah, don't worry.
Especially since you went to a liberal arts college.
Okay.
I had to throw that in. All right, you did.
I know. Anyways, I hope I didn't wear a dress one night.
Oh, whoa. Okay. What you did in your previous relationships, you know, is your business.
Oh, no. This wouldn't have been a relationship.
Role playing, okay.
There were some crazy parties at Sarah Lawrence.
Apparently so. The guy's wearing dresses. I mean, that's...
Well...
That's not a party.
There were some guys that, you know, did stuff like that.
That will not be occurring at my bachelor party.
No,
so.
Thank God.
And,
okay,
you know, you're borderline not getting invited now. I'm just saying.
I wouldn't do it.
If I see anything that looks like female clothing in your suitcase or bag, we're sending you home.
You know, females can wear T-shirts, Nevin.
This is true.
So
true.
I've got a lot of T-shirts.
True.
Is that a problem?
We'll talk.
Okay.
We'll talk offline.
Anyhow, all right, but still. But seriously, it's like, guys, or gals, I guess, here, it's a white dress,
mm-hmm,
right? And it's going to look pretty. And I think, I could be wrong, and actually it would be great to get some emails about this, but I think all you need to do is fit it,
mm-hmm,
and you're good.
Simple to me.
I mean, how tough can that be?
It can't be that hard. It's a dress. You go, right, you get fitted like anything else, like a tux.
Yeah, I mean, I know it's a one-time thing. And admittedly here, a tux, right, you can wear that to multiple occasions. Wedding dress, not so much.
True. And what's funny is, though, you rent the tux but buy the dress.
Right.
And yet you can use the tux for multiple occasions. That's a bizarre conundrum there.
What's up with that?
I don't know. That's a topic for a future podcast.
Possibly.
Interesting.
Okay.
We always encourage letters from our readers, and you can write us in a couple of ways. You can email us at mikeandnev@yahoo.com. Or leave us a comment at mikeandnev.blogspot.com. And in keeping sort of in tune with this wedding theme, we're going to be reading a letter from none other than my lovely fiancée, Ramona.
Fantastic.
Who listened to our recent podcast about the Summer Olympic Games. Now, what's interesting is Ramona is a sports writer, mm-hmm, actually a sports columnist for the LA Daily News, and she was at the Olympics for 3 weeks, seeing a lot of the events out there and getting a really good sense of the scene. And after listening to our podcast on the Olympics, she writes, "Dear Mike and Nev, I was watching something called Group Rhythmic Gymnastics during the Olympics, and it was basically just a bunch of cheerleaders throwing balls and ribbons around. Mm. You know what that's called? Halftime entertainment. And it's by my lovely fiancée, Ramona, who resides with me in Northridge." Now, Mike, it's not that I'm going to disagree with my lovely bride-to-be here,
yes,
but my question is, what's wrong with halftime entertainment as an Olympic sport?
Nothing at all. In fact, really... Really here, this is one of the things I'm most baffled about by the NBC coverage. Beijing had, at certain events, like such as beach volleyball, cheerleaders, like real cheerleaders, mm-hmm, you know, dancing and doing the whole
Chinese
thing.
Chinese cheerleaders.
And they were gorgeous, right?
Because they're Chinese.
Sure. They didn't show them at all. They showed
that's
them
just,
once.
That's sad.
When I think it was Misty May Traynor, ran up to them and started dancing with them.
You know, and speaking of, since you brought up Misty May Trainor, okay. Misty May Trainor, and is that how you pronounce her last name?
Mm-hmm.
Misty May Trainor and Kerry Walsh. I don't see it. It's not. They're not that appealing to me.
Yeah,
it's just something.
Misty May more to me than Kerry Walsh.
Yeah, I agree, but it's just still, not. There's something missing there.
Yeah,
it's not.
It could be that they both want kids.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe they have that I want kids glow. That's a good point. I never thought of that. That could be why they're just not sexy to me.
Yeah, I agree with me you. Away. They've never really been that sexy to me. But, you know, I mean.
But less so now, obviously.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Right.
Well, I don't know how we got on that topic but from anyways, Halftime Entertainment. But
still, it's like, yeah, first off, what is wrong with Halftime Entertainment?
Nothing.
And secondly, why is there not an Olympic category for Halftime Entertainment?
And it really should be. And in fact, that might be something, because we were talking about what are some of the Olympic sports we can train for now and get ready for 2012 in London. That might be it. We may have found it.
You know,
Halftime Entertainment. It's very, very broad.
That would be great. I mean, look, we have here like drumline competitions with marching bands, and they're wonderful. I've been to several. They're great.
I love it. They made a movie out of it.
They're damn fun. And, you know, I apologize for the swearing there, everyone.
Damn.
Okay, but anyhow, we'll have to put explicit content on this one. But still, you know, it's just I don't get it. It's just I agree with your fiance on this. It's crazy. What's up with that?
I don't know. I really don't know.
Okay.
Well, that's gonna do it for this week's episode of Things That Matter with Mike and Nev. Keep checking us out at mikeandnev.blogspot.com. For Mike Miguel Feldman, I'm Nevin Barich. It's the Things That Matter.